Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all do it. Feel a little sore, a little tired, a little grumpy. We complain about some of the things we have to do. I went all the way to the store and they were out of this item and blah, blah, blah. Or, oh, you know, I scraped my leg yesterday and it's feeling kind of sore. Well, on today's date is when you have to remember, shut up.
Exactly.
It's D-Day, and yesterday, Tom Rice, who's 97 years old and was there on D-Day, dropping behind enemy lines, he did it again at 97, jumped out of a plane. He was doing a tandem this time, but listen to him for a second. What he had to say. So the next time you want to complain about something, here was him.
Got a replacement left knee, and the right knee is a little sore, but we're going to ignore that.
Yeah, we're going to ignore that jump out of a plane in 97.
Yeah, and he said it was a lot quieter this time because no one was shooting at him.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean,
really amazing.
Greatest Generation stuff still at 97. Now, I mean, how many times do you have where you're like, I don't feel like schlepping all the way over to the east side?
Well, I don't feel like schlepping all the way, you know, to the basement to get my clean laundry it's like, oh, I'll just wear a dirty thing because I don't want to go get the clean laundry. It's all the way in the basement.
Right. And at 97, he jumped out of an airplane again.
So, yeah,
badass.
75th anniversary of D-Day, and I'm wearing my shirt with a picture of my dad's crew. He was flying in a B-17 on D-Day. He actually flew two missions, and the story of one of those missions is pretty harrowing. I've told it on the show before.
Let's hear it again, though, because it's
good. It kind of gives me goosebumps a little bit to just think about this was my dad, and if he hadn't made it, you guys would all be listening to somebody else with Jonathan
right.
in the morning. And so he was with his crew. He said, I remember calling him up when the 50th anniversary of D-Day happened. He was still alive. And I called and said, are you watching all the coverage of D-Day? And he said, why should I watch it? I lived it.
Exactly.
And so then I asked him his story, and he said that it was incredible, all the different aircraft that were in the sky that day. He said some of them were probably put together with duct tape, even though duct tape I don't think was invented yet.
But everything was flying.
But still, yeah, all kinds of aircraft was up in the air for that. So we hear a lot about, you know, the land assault and the paratroopers. My dad was up in a B-17, and it was a cloudy, kind of crummy day, which was good for the mission. And at one point, they got lost. And they weren't sure where they were. Were they over France? Were they over Belgium? Where were they?
They couldn't whip out their phones and do GPS.
No, they could not. And it was a radio silence day because of, you know, the enormity of this mission.
Right.
And one of the guys was so upset about the fact that they didn't know where they were. He pointed a gun at the radio operator's head and said, if you don't turn on that radio and ask for help, I'm going to blow your head off.
Wow.
So he did, and an RAF flyer came and found him and then led him back to where they were supposed to be.
Wow. So I can't imagine the intensity of that.
I know. And I asked my dad if he was scared. That was another question I asked him day when I called him up. And he said he was too busy to be scared. He was just doing his job. They had things they had to do, so there wasn't even time to be afraid.
Wow.
And then they got back, and then they had to go up again.
You go through it once,
and then you finish. And I don't know if that was on the second mission or the first that the scary thing, that scary thing happened.
Right, the whole thing's pretty scary, but amazing. And a salute to your dad. Kitty has a very cool shirt with all the guys that were on the mission.
And he remembered all their names 50 years later because I wrote it on the back of the picture that I had made into the shirt. And he knew all their names except for one. He's like, They called him Spook. And I mean, a white guy named Spook.
Right,
it was
right.
not any sort of
racial thing. No, of course.
But
right.
that was his nickname.
That was his nickname. Yeah.
And
sure, they all had crazy nicknames.
And there was Hammond. There was CJ Hanner. That was the pilot.
Wow.
Old CJ, they called him. He was 26.
Yeah, exactly. How old do you think your dad was?
He was 25.
Wow.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.